So that begs the question. We can sit here together and we can say, okay, let's not simply be hearers of the word, and let's be doers of it. So when we all leave the conference and we go home, okay, I'm going to be a doer of the word. Okay, I'm going to read it, I'm going to do it. And we fail. How come? And I believe that the analogy that's given here and what the thrust of this is this. One of the things that is brought before us here is it's a matter of our hearts and our hearts' affections. When the book of James begins, the very, very first verse of James says, James, a servant of God. What's a servant? He's one that serves his master. John, you mentioned Christ, the Lord Jesus, as the example. Well, let's think about the Lord Jesus. There was no servant that was like him, the perfect servant. And what do we find about him in his service? He came here into this world to do the Father's will. And we read of him that it was his meat to do the Father's will. So in doing that which the Father had given him to do in service was his very source of nourishment. It was his meat to do it. Now, we have here in these verses that we're looking at, we have the man that looks in a mirror. He forgets what he saw and he goes on his own way. And then we have another expression, looking into, not a mirror, but into the perfect law of liberty. Now, what is this perfect law of liberty? And how does that compare to this man that is looking at a mirror? And I'm sure others will have thoughts on this. When we think of the law, of course, the first thing that comes to our attention would be the law that was given to Moses that we have in the Old Testament. And the children of Israel were told to do this and to do that. You shall and you shall not. Was that a law of liberty? Really, it isn't. That's not a law of liberty, is it? Especially when we compare that to the Lord and him being that servant that whose desire and meat was to do the Father's will. That is really a law of liberty, isn't it? Where the very desire of my heart is to accomplish whatever the will is of he of whose servant I am. So as James is the servant of God, and as each one of us would be born again, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, whosoever confesses Jesus Christ as Lord, right then and there we find that we're not ours anymore. We've confessed he's Lord of my life. Now I must serve him. And that service comes from the setting aside of everything that is in me as far as the old nature is concerned. And now that source of strength and desire is to live in this law of liberty, continuing therein, and that is to do the will of he who is Lord of my life. And that is really, I believe, what is the beginning of this law of liberty, in contrast to the law of the Old Testament that condemned men and proved man that he was guilty and unable to do that which God willed. But now, with the power of the Spirit of God dwelling within the believer and having our heart's affections set on Christ, where he is at the right hand of God, and seeing him there, that's where we'll find the strength to not simply be a hearer, but now we need to find that which will help us to do it as unto him.